Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Today's episode is about life and love, determination, and success. Meet Carla Jones. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. On today's show, we have Carla Jones. Now, Carla is originally from Montreal, Canada. However, she has lived and traveled all over the world, and she's currently in Ireland. She speaks 8 languages, and she is a nutrition, health, and wellness coach. She is also the author of a new guide titled Create More Health and Happiness in 7 Days. So I'm really excited for her to share her passion with you today. First, I want to welcome Carla to the show. Hello.
Hi, Lynette. Thank you for having me on the show.
I'm really excited that you're here. Now, you know, we kicked the show off with a quote. Did you bring one to share with the audience?
I did.
Let's hear it.
It's one that I carry around with me everywhere. It has fueled me for a long time. And so it's a quote by Theodore Roosevelt. And the quote is, "Far better is it to dare mighty things, to win glorious triumphs, even though checkered by failure, than to rank with those poor spirits who neither enjoy nor suffer much because they live in a gray twilight that knows not victory nor defeat."
Super powerful, super, super powerful. And just giving everybody a little bit of background on you, I can already tell, Carla, that you have so many passions, but tell everybody what you're here to discuss with us today.
Like you said, I have a lot of passions, and it's funny because when I look at them from a broad spectrum, they all kind of fit in together. My big thing, it's about making our lives healthier and happier in practical ways. Like right now, the world is all about eating organic and going to the gym and all that stuff. And that's all really good for you. But a lot of us, we don't have time. We don't have the funds. You know, we work, we have kids, we have life that gets in the way. And Personally, I don't believe that it's a reason to not be healthy and happy. So I'm here to talk about my own life experience, my own passions, my own challenges, and how I use everything that I've gone through to show people how to be healthy and happy in practical ways.
Now, you have serious credentials when it comes to food. So this isn't something just that you picked up on a whim here. This is something you've been studying kind of for a very long time, correct?
It is. It is. Like, so I've always been a very creative person. When I was a child, I was engrossed in music. I learned how to play a lot of instruments because as a child, I wanted to be the first person on earth to play every instrument in a symphony orchestra perfectly well. Well, I got up to 8 instruments, and then, I grew up. Like at 18, I traveled around a lot. I went backpacking on my own, which opened up a whole other realm of creativity because, you know, meeting new people, learning new languages, it opens up your mind to so many other possibilities. And, you can't carry a grand piano around very easily. So I slowly kind of left the music thing aside, and I became very creative in my regular career. I was in marketing and IT, so I did a lot of designs and advertising things and stuff. And then when I was 35, I had a midlife crisis after a trip to the U.S. where this customs agent was asking me about my trip, my business trip. And when I told him what I did for a living, he said, "Oh, my Lord, that is like the most boring thing I've ever heard of in my life." Oh. And I realized that I wasn't being creative at all in my marketing job. I realized I had to go back to creativity. And so I went back to school and I became a cordon bleu grand chef. So I had 2 diplomas, one in cuisine and one in pastry. And I also studied sommelierie, which is the study of wine and flavor pairing. And that, for me, was like awaking again as a new person at the age of 35. I found a new passion, a new creative outlet. And even though I wasn't making like bucket loads of money, I was happier than ever at that time because I was just creative all day long. Like it was great.
And so how did this then, this passion turn into becoming a coach and mm-hmm. doing what you're doing now, writing your guide?
Right. So when I went to chef school, I was living in Madrid. I think you mentioned earlier that I've traveled around a lot and I speak several languages. I've actually lived in Barcelona and France. And at this time I was living in Madrid. We had some friends in Madrid who, we knew through church and or their kids went to school with my kids. And one day I had noticed that the kids, I hadn't seen them around school for a while. And when I, inquired about it, nobody really knew what had happened to them. And I thought maybe they went back home to Sweden. And I texted them to see how they were doing. And I got this text back that the mom had died. And I was shocked because this woman, I saw her all the time. We talked all the time. I always invited her over, but she always said no. And I didn't know at the time, but she was actually going through cancer. And so she said like her treatment suddenly went badly and she died within 7 days of going to the hospital type of thing. And it absolutely broke me. I mean, it broke me like nothing had ever broken me before. I was gutted. I think I cried for like a month straight because their kids, their three kids were the same age as my three kids. And all I could think about was, what if I died and my three kids were left without a mom? What would happen, you know?
Yes.
And I started thinking about all these things that I'd done to myself over a lifetime because of practicality. Like it's, you know, when I was a programmer or a student, it was a lot easier to, you know, grab junk food on the go, which was cheap and right there, than it was to sit down and cook a meal, even though I loved cooking, you know. I drank liters of pop when in my youth. And, you know, and I started thinking, I know all this stuff about food, like how to prepare it, how to make it beautiful, how to present it, and I know nothing about its nutritional value. And so I always credit this friend of mine as the reason why I went into nutrition. Because I realized there was the one thing I was missing in the realm of food. And it was it's probably more important than anything else, really, how food affects us.
Right.
And so at the time when this all happened, my husband also got a job in Ireland and we moved over here. And so I quit my career there. I had a TV show going on in Spain and I had a big career in Spain. I quit everything. We moved to Ireland. That was tough on its own from a mental perspective.
What kind of television show did you have?
It was a cooking show and it was all healthy food and it was all things that you can cook in under 10 minutes in the summertime when it's so hot, you don't want to be in the kitchen. Because in Spain, you know, most houses don't have air conditioning. So it gets really, really hot. So it was a very popular show and I was starting to create, like, you know, have a little bit of that celebrity-ness thing around me. So it was a tough thing for me to move, pack up and move and come to Ireland. But you know, I'm very positive and I always kind of feel that everything happens for a reason. And so those whole 3 months of moving here and my friend dying and everything for me was a message that I needed to study nutrition. And that's what I did. We moved here and I gave up working and I just went back to school and studied nutrition. And then that kind of bubbled into this whole fascination for making our lives better. And I went on to getting a coaching certification, as well as studying NLP and stress management.
And NLP is neuro-linguistic programming, correct?
Right. So that's the art of using words to motivate us or to unblock those negative states that we have that hold us back from doing what we're supposed to do or doing what we want to do. And we all have these things that we hold back, these saboteurs in our life. So NLP is there to kind of release that and to get us living our full potential.
Now, let me ask you a question because you know what? I have listeners out there who are hearing everything you're saying, and whether it's food or a different passion, you know, they have to make choices and mm-hmm. circumstances come up in life. Like, okay, your husband got a job in another country, or it could be, let's say, in the United States in another state, where you need to move and leave behind everything you've created for yourself there. The one thing that I really liked that you said was how doing that was what brought you to the next thing, because while it was hard to leave everything you thought was for you at the time, it showed you that there was something else you probably should be doing, which was going into nutrition and coaching. So my question is, what kind of hesitations did you have and what kind of hardships did you kind of battle through in order to make that shift?
Well, at first, the letting go of my career was the big thing, because my husband and I, we've moved around a lot for his career, and I'm always the one who's had to give up my career for his career. And so there's an element of like, okay, I've gotten used to this, but this last time, because I'd gotten so much out of my career in Madrid, it really hurt. Like, it hurt me a lot. And then we moved to Ireland, and I don't know if you know this, but we're actually going through a separation now. So it's been a year since we've decided to separate. And that for me was much tougher, because again, it was like a big kick in my life to like bring me down again and have to start over another part of my life, because it's hard enough to come to a new country, but then to, you know, have to set up a career and new friends, and now your support network, you know, your husband is no longer there either. Like it's difficult. Like, so that for me has been my biggest challenge, is to completely start over from zero.
Something I am seeing about you though, Carla, is I know you said you had backpacked for a year by yourself, and immediately I thought, okay, this is a strong woman that I'm speaking to. And as we've continued this conversation, you're independent. I can just tell by speaking with you, you don't wait around for anybody you do it yourself.
Yes.
And so I just can't help but make that connection to say, okay, yes, you gave up something amazing, and that had to be so hard. I couldn't imagine building that, being successful, and then having to walk away from it to go to another country where you and your husband end up, after you've sacrificed that, not even staying together. But I just have this overwhelming feeling that you are so strong that you're going to overcome this, and it's going to end up being something better than you could have ever imagined for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I do feel very strong. And this whole period of challenge, this whole challenging period this last year, it has actually brought out in me, I think it's been very fascinating how my education has grown alongside with my life, and I've been able to apply it side by side. So the NLP, for instance, has helped me a lot, because now I'm aware of how I speak, and knowing how the words that I use that are often negative words, if I just switch them into positive words, I do feel better.
Right.
And so with my own clients, for instance, that's one of the key things that I focus on, because we're all taught to speak a certain way, and definitely our language, our cultural language, has a huge effect on that. Like, not all languages are the same. So if you kind of grew up speaking, I don't know, Italian or Greek or something, and then English is the main language as a grown-up, but it's not your first language, you know, you won't use it in the same way. But it has a very powerful effect on our psyche and our mindset. So for me, that has been a huge learning curve for me, and it's helped me tremendously in getting through all these different challenges that I've had over the year, and definitely over my life, to just keep that positive mindset, to think about the forest and not the trees, you know, to think about the end result, where I want to get to, versus where I am right now and, you know, and what's not going well right now.
What do you think you've learned about yourself in this process?
I'm a lot more resilient than I thought, but I'm not unbreakable. There are moments where I find myself, you know, having a good cry, and it surprises me, because I'm not typically a crier. So,
you need to let it out. You're human, yeah. You know?
But that's the thing, like, crying, I've discovered, is a really, really, really great way to just kind of release a whole lot of negativity. For free. I mean, you don't have to go see a psychologist, you know, and pay whatever the fees they ask for. You know, a good cry is like a three-hour session.
Well, and so. I'm sure creating your book is something that's really brought you up as well, to having something come to fruition. And I know you're also working on a second one, correct?
Yes, I am. So my book is a 7-day guide to creating more health and happiness. And that for me, so the book is a basis of really what I use every day to keep a stable mindset and keep a stable health. I think through all of this, and by far when I started changing my nutrition while I was studying nutrition, there was such a huge shift in my health, in the way I felt. Like, I hadn't really fully grasped the importance of food until I really started making healthier choices. And people always ask me, how do you manage alone, you know, in a foreign country where you don't have family or friends or, you know, people to support and to just take the pressure off every so often. Like, how do you manage to keep, you know, your kids healthy, to, you know, make everybody healthy meals and everything? And so that's what this book is all about. Like, it's 7 days of choices, of action steps. And every day you're given just one action step in either nutrition or activity or lifestyle or mindset. And you only have to do that one thing.
Now, would you say that this is a really good book for single moms who are kind of feeling that same aloneness?
I think it's a really good book for everybody, especially people who consider themselves busy and lacking the resources to do all the typical things that you hear about out there to be healthy. Like, you know, in my book, I mentioned organic food, but organic food is not a requirement if you can't afford it. I mean, you're better off eating loads of vegetables, even if they aren't organic, than not eating any vegetables because they're not organic.
Right.
Okay. So the book just is about choices. We all have choices, and it's about making the right choice for you in each moment of the day. So it's about, you know, drinking more water, or, you know, taking the stairs instead of taking the escalator. Or the importance of speaking to yourself positively. I mean, I think a really good example is, if you have children, you can probably apply this, imagine this better, but if you have a 5-year-old daughter and she was talking to herself the way we talk to ourselves as grownups, it would shock us. And we'd like run in there and say, don't say that about yourself. You're amazing. You're great. You're beautiful. You're this. And we wouldn't accept it for a 5-year-old, but somehow we accept it for ourselves. And that plays on us day in and day out over years. And then when we're 40 or 50 and we're depressed, we don't know why. And, you know, so how we speak to each other, to ourselves, is very, very important.
I'm going to make sure that I put a link to this guide in my show notes. Is there another book you could also recommend?
My big influencer my whole life has been Tony Robbins.
Yep.
I think anything by Tony Robbins is great. I remember being 8 years old and watching him on like infomercials and wanting to be just like him. So now I'm on my path. But I think he's great. He's probably the world's biggest NLP-er. He's all about changing your mindset and changing the way we make choices and changing the way we live in order to live fully, a fully, completely happy life.
Okay, so I'll make sure to put a link to some of his books, because I have some of those on the ready. This part of the show is the Motivate Me Express to Success, because I believe if people want to change or act, they need to first envision themselves doing it. They need to then explore what it would take, and then they would need to execute. So if somebody wants to envision themselves getting creative with food, like you were talking about, what should they physically see?
Well, they have to understand what kind of creativity they're seeking, I suppose. In food, for instance, people tend to be either more savory or more sweet. So that already will define a big part in their creativity. So when they close their eyes and they see themselves, you know, appearing on MasterChef, for instance, are they creating these amazing dishes, or are they creating amazing cakes? And then, you know, if it's desserts, for instance, there are so many resources out there to learn about pastries and the art of sugar, though as a nutritionist, I will not recommend the sugar part. But there are, especially if you're living in the United States, there are so many resources and schools out there to teach you about cooking, you know, whether it's vegan or healthy cooking or traditional French pastries and cuisine. So the first thing is to just decide what kind of creativity you want to do.
So to explore that, what should they do?
Find the people who represent the kind of art that they want to create. So there is a lot of really interesting people out there. I actually just I don't remember his name right now, but there was a guy who does portraits of famous people with condiments and herbs and stuff. So he's taken creativity to a whole new level. Like he's the food portrait artist. You know, so if you like that kind of thing, then, you know, get one of his books, watch his videos, see how he applies it, and then give it your own niche, you know, your own touch. Or if it's more creative from like the molecular level, there are so many, like Ferran Adrià is the world's foremost expert in molecular gastronomy, and there's so much you can do there. His books are very expensive, but they're like science textbooks in food. They're quite amazing.
So what you're saying is there's so many different genres of food mm-hmm. that people should explore. And with the internet now, that's so easy to do. And I think people will be so surprised at what they find if they're into being creative with food in any way. Or, you know, like my nephew wants to be a chef. I mean, I'm going to tell him, listen to this episode, because there's all different avenues you might want to go rather than just what you right now see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you're young enough, definitely, you know, get a job in a restaurant, the kind of restaurants that you'd like to, the kind of restaurants you like to eat in, for starters, or the ones that inspire your creativity. Unfortunately, you know, the older you get, restaurant work is quite physically demanding. And I think there's quite, like, I mean, if you are, for instance, a 40-year-old single mom and with no experience, it might be a little bit more difficult to find that kind of situation. But, you know, if you're 20 or 25 and you feel strong and you got a lot of energy and you can work till 3 a.m, then go for it. You know, explore those restaurants that inspire you and try and get a job there.
So then to execute a plan.
Well, if you know the kind of people who, the kind of chefs or food creators that inspire you, and you've researched them, and you know the realm that you'd like to get into, that's definitely 80% of the plan right there. The rest is just getting out there and doing it. And I always recommend using your friends as guinea pigs. They're great. And, you know, family will always give you the truth, whether you want to hear it or not. So call them over for dinner. Just practice. And, you know, again, like I mentioned earlier, creativity for me is such a great way to release so much of what's holding us back and so much what's inside, to just grow as human beings. You get in the zone when I'm creating something culinary, I get in the zone and the whole world disappears. All my negativity, all my thoughts, you know, bills that haven't been paid, whatever it may be, whatever negative thing is out there, it just disappears. And it does refresh me and I come out of it quite feeling a lot lighter.
So before we get your closing advice today, can you tell us what's one of your favorite dishes to make?
I really like to make beef Wellington. Mm. I think it's one of those classics that scare people to, you know, it scares people to try and make it. And my recipe that I use is actually very labor intensive, so it is like a four hour deal. There's several steps, and I don't know anybody else who makes beef Wellington like I do. So to me, that's my showpiece. If I really like you, and you eat beef, then that's what I'll make for you.
And you came up with this process on your own?
For me, food is like an amalgamation of experiences. So it's different recipes that I read or restaurants that I've been to. And I'll take, you know, elements from here and elements from there. And I actually have a notebook that I carry around with me everywhere so I can jot down spur of the moment ideas that jump into my mind because of something I've seen or something I've smelled or something I heard. And so that's how I create things. It's like, I don't know if you've watched that show. I don't think it's on the air anymore, but Numbers, where they're mathematicians to solve crimes. And, you know, the show always had like these numbers floating around and then they kind of, you know, put them all together into a straight equation and boom, they solve the crime. I kind of do the same thing, but I have like ingredients and amounts and, you know, pictures floating around in my head until they all come together and I create a recipe out of it.
You know, I think that is so true. That just proves how artistic food can be, how the process can be so creative and artistic, because I believe that's the same thing for writers, whether mm-hmm. we're walking around and we see people and instances that we write about, or when we're reading another book and it inspires a thought. I think that's also true with fashion. For me, sometimes I'll see an outfit and I'll think it's something different than it is, but my idea is really cool. And I was like, I always think if I was into fashion, if I was designing clothes, because that's always been kind of a passion of mine too, that I've never acted on, then I think I could come up with really cool things because piecing together different things or seeing something in a different way. But I think it's also true for musicians. I think it's true for painters. I think they piece things together and are inspired by different ideas. Mm-hmm. So what kind of closing advice would you leave everybody with?
Well, over the course of this interview, we talked about a couple of different things. We've talked about creativity and how important it is to our own self-development and our own mental stability to be creative. And typically, we believe that not everybody is creative, but I do believe that everybody has a creative outlet out there. It might be mathematical and not, you know, or it might be drawing on paper, or it might be music, but everybody has some form of creativity. So it's good to explore that. Another thing we touched on is the, you know, just the personal growth. And, you know, if anybody out there is listening and they're going through a difficult time right now and they're kind of having a, you know, they feel stuck and they don't know how to get out, definitely finding a creative outlet is a way to give your brain a bit of a break from what's going on. And that's really important because it does allow you to come up with new solutions to whatever it is that's going on. But if they do need extra help, I'm a big proponent, obviously, of coaching. I think you're a coach as well. And typically, coaches have coaches because we find so much pleasure and reward from it. It's great to have someone out there who is behind us 100% and is helping us achieve our goals and thinking outside the box and, you know, just looking at our life or perspective or nutrition or whatever it may be from an outsider's unbiased perspective. And so definitely, you know, if you have the time, if you have the means, you know, looking for a coach or any kind of support group or network that's similar to coaching to help you develop yourself is another piece of advice I would give.
Well, I think we talked about a lot of things here today too, because we talked about travel. We talked about how travel kind of impacts your take on food. We talked about creativity, how that can develop over time. We talked about being a single mom. We talked about being strong. We talked about being in another country and giving up your career and living with no support system. We talked about a lot of different things. And what I really like about it, Carla, is that in the end, you're still acting on your passion. You are still moving forward. You have a lot of great things going on. You're really an excellent role model for your three children, do you have three girls?
Three girls, yes.
Wow. So, you know, you're doing it. You're doing it right. Now, if people want to reach out to you, I know that your email address is carla@carlamjones.com. And on Facebook, you are Carla M. Jones. Do you have an email address you would like to give out?
So if you look me up on Google and you just type in Carla M. Jones, M as in Maria. So now you all know my middle name, Carla M. Jones. You can find my YouTube channel, which has a lot of cooking videos, most of them in Spanish. You can find my Periscope, where I do live broadcasts, my Twitter feed, my Facebook feed. I'm on Pinterest and Instagram, though Instagram is Chef Carla M. Jones. So I think I'm on most, like the big six social media platforms. And I have a website, which is carlamjones.com. And yeah, if anybody's interested, I do offer 30-minute free coaching to anybody who comes to my website. And it is a great way to, you know, if you have considered coaching, or if you really just, you're curious about it and you want to know what it's like, I give 30-minute coaching calls to just help people, you know, solve one problem that they're having right now. Like just help them talk about one thing and then give them an example of what coaching would be like by giving them, you know, a path to solving that issue.
Okay, I just pulled up your Instagram and your pictures are making me super hungry right now.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today. It was really great getting to know you. And I love everything you're doing and I wish you the best success.
Thank you. And if I could just say one last thing, just sure, as a last thought to fuel for thought, is that, you know, whatever your listeners are going through, there's a million solutions to everything. So, you know, find that person that inspires you or that coach that you connect with very well and have them on your team, you know, helping you out any way you can. You can have them on board. It's a lifesaver. For me, it's definitely been the thing that has kept me going. So that's it.
Okay, so you know what? This is the end of our show, and this is where I give a go-do. So, Carla, I'm going to use that as inspiration for today's go-do. Everybody, here's what I'd like you to do. Sit down, make a list of the people you find most supportive in your life. If you don't see someone there that's going to encourage you into the direction you're trying to move yourself, then I want you to branch out, look on the internet. You could get in touch with Carla. You can get in touch with me if you want to find somebody who can coach you in a specific area of your life. That's it, everybody. Thank you for joining the show today. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda.